Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Let's just talk about Justin Fields now, because Garrett Wilson's fresh on the brain for me, and I'm with you that I really like Garrett Wilson. He's not like for everybody from a quarterback perspective, but do you think he could be for Justin Fields? And where is, frankly, where is Justin Fields at this point in his career?
He's got the world's best agent. David Mulligetta, we all know that's one of the best in the business, and locking him $30 million guaranteed for the body of work that he's put out in his careers. But I do think Garrett Wilson is kind of, I mean, they have rapport going back to Ohio State, you know, and we're talking about a quarterback that holds the ball forever. So having a wide receiver who takes his time getting out of routes or trying to create blind spots or being really methodical with the stems, you know, might work well with Justin Fields running around back there a little bit longer than most normal quarterbacks do. The Jets have invested in their offensive line quite a bit as well. You know, back-to-back first-round picks up front there too. So they're obviously, they understand that they have a quarterback who's going to hold the ball for a long time there as well. If Tanner Engstrand, a Ben Johnson disciple can't make this happen, I don't know if anybody can. I think it's kind of where I'm at with Justin Fields right now. You know, at some point, we love the tools. He's got a big arm. He runs a 4.4. We get it. At some point, you just have to be able to get the ball out on time. And that's just not something that Justin Fields has ever been able to do in his career. And it comes down because from a perspective of like, I just don't know if he knows how to adjust his eyes appropriately to what defenses throw at him post-snap. Like, I think he's great at figuring out what he's looking at pre-snap. But if they throw any sort of rotation, you know, if they rotate a safety out or they simulate pressure, like even stick concepts are like, you can see him kind of like double thinking it a little bit. And so, you know, we're talking about Tanner Engstrand here, a Ben Johnson disciple who's going to do his best to create as much pre-snap eye candy as possible for Justin Fields to make life on him as easy as possible. So if it can't happen here, I don't know how it's going to happen. I want it to happen because, again, I live in Columbus. Justin Fields is one of my favorite college football players of all time. So I do think he's got the grit, the toughness to kind of play. He takes a million shots again because he holds the ball for so long. But if it's not here, it's never, I think, is where we're kind of sitting.
Yeah, totally. And I actually really like the move from the Jets' perspective. I mean, you're paying him, like you said, $30 million guaranteed for what he's done at this point. But he's basically the lowest paid starting quarterback on a non-rookie contract. Like, it just, quarterback money is what it is. And it's a move that I think is going to make them competitive to the point that they won't be like an embarrassing outfit. But I don't think they're banking on him becoming the next Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield, where he's like the career revival guy. I'm like 90% convinced that he's only the Jets starting quarterback because he used to take Aaron Glenn to the woodshed as a rusher. And I just think like that's so defensive coordinator core. Like, oh, this guy tore me up. I couldn't figure out a way to defend him. I'm a man coverage heavy team. We're going to go do that to somebody else. And I don't mind the thinking for the Jets' perspective, because they certainly were not taking a first-round quarterback in this year's draft. Maybe it's down the line or whatever, but I'm glad you brought up the Tanner Engstrand of it all, because as I was working on Garrett Wilson, you know, he ran a go route or a slant route on 47.9% of the routes I charted. Like, it's a very... That offense last year was disgusting. It was so spread out. You've got just this very like slant, go out. That's it. Like, that was the route concepts. That's what your number one is. Garrett Wilson's almost always tethered to the line of scrimmage. He's never really moved around. Obviously, when Davante Adams got there, they did a little bit more of that with him than they did with Wilson, which I think was a disservice to their younger player. But we know there were some politics issues there with Aaron Rodgers and everything going on there. And I look at Jameson Williams' route tree from Detroit last year. Jameson Williams, one of the fastest wide receivers in the league, he ran a go route on under 14% of his charted routes. So I just think like the degree of difficulty in terms of the targets that Wilson was getting is going to come way down. I feel like there will be so many more layups. I just wonder, is Fields the guy to hit those digs over the middle of the field, the post routes and things like of that. So do you think that lines up at all with Fields' game?
Not particularly. I almost wonder if Engstrand is going to use Garrett Wilson more as an Amon-Ra type of player than a Jameson Williams type of player, just to give Fields his best playmaker on schemed up, like manufactured open looks more frequently. Right. I don't trust Fields' eyes over the middle a whole lot. You know, I don't think he does either. You know, if he's not seeing what is there pre-snap, he's already kind of looking to take off. We'll see. I do think an underrated move with the Jets, though, is bringing in Tyrod to back him up as well. So he's got a veteran mentor there that can kind of be a sounding board for him. We'll see. Mason Taylor's a pretty decent tight end, too, to bring in and pair with Fields. I'm not sure it's a guy that I would like draft in fantasy football, or a guy I would bet money on in 2025, though.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, that's sort of why I'm glad that you're here to talk about this, because like I am such a Garrett Wilson believer, and I think from a talent perspective, he is right up there with guys that broke out right away, like the Malik Nabers, is like Brian Thomas
with
Jr.
Zach Wilson.
Right. I mean, like he is just as talented from an isolation perspective. I mean, again, in this like kind of disgusting season that we're talking about last year with the New York Jets, he still caught 100 passes, went over 1,000 yards, and more importantly, from a reception perception standpoint, 77.6% success rate versus man, 78.6% against press, while seeing a shitload of press coverage because it was such an easy offense to defend. Like, just press the receivers at the line and kind of take away some of those access throws that we were talking about with Rodgers, and just fool them with the blitz, because somehow the 40-year-old quarterback just getting fooled by the blitz left and right. Very easy offense to defend. I do think this offense is going to be more dynamic, going to feel more dynamic. Mm-hmm. It's just ultimately, is Fields the guy to get Garrett Wilson to season similar to what he did with DJ Moore? And that's something that I don't want to over-index on that. Like, well, look at what Justin Fields did with DJ Moore that one year in Chicago, where DJ Moore had the best season of his career after playing with a bunch of goofball quarterbacks in Carolina. I don't want to over-index on that, Corey, but that's why I want you to balance out my analysis here.
I mean, some wide receivers are just Teflon as well, right? Like, there are some guys, it doesn't matter who's out. Like, Mike Evans is one of those guys. And, you know, you play with Jameis Winston and Ryan Fitzpatrick and all the variety of quarterbacks you can name over there. And he's puts up 1,000 yards. Doesn't matter who's throwing him the football. And I think Garrett Wilson just might be one of those guys. Because I do think Garrett Wilson also has a unique ability to win at the catch point. Like, his body control is absurd. His vertical is absurd. But I do think that Garrett Wilson is now in a position where the match between play caller, offensive structure, and his talents are kind of all aligning. And if there's one thing that I think that Justin Fields knows, is like, I can trust my best playmaker. I think that's been the case everywhere he's been. So like, if I am confused, if this is a third and gotta get it, like, I just need to find my best guy. And I do think that's that Fields. So like, as much as I wouldn't bet on Fields, I would still bet on Wilson, because Wilson has never failed. Like, Wilson has never let us down. So I just think he's Teflon.
Yeah. I just hope he ultimately becomes one of those guys that he gets to the right situation at some point before it's too late. Terry McLaurin's a great example. He's in the situation now. It's not too late. But then sometimes you get the Allen Robinsons, where by the time they get to the right situation, it's too late. So I do think that Garrett Wilson, I'm not sure this is the situation, but he's a guy that I always want to leave that candle lit, that he could have that elite season. Mm-hmm. Just not sure that Justin Fields is going to be the guy to get him there.
Well, again, if they can find a way to use him as more of that Amon-Ra type, like, where they're going to put him in motion, they're going to try to rub him open, all those kind of situations, then like, he could really have a big year. I mean, I think he's going to have a million targets. metaphorically speaking, because like, who else are you going to throw the
football? Well, he's gonna have a like 32% target share.
Yeah, he's gonna
just how much are the Jets throwing the football with Justin Fields at quarterback and everything like that? That's where the math is going to be hard. So when you're doing like projections and stuff, which at some point I'm going to have to, you know, sack up and do that here pretty soon. in addition to all the other things we're doing here at Reception Perception, but when you're doing that making that math work is going to be tough. But you're right. I mean, he is going to be the number one read on so many concepts, but not only because he's that good to earn it. Who else are we throwing the football to here in New York? So I really can't wait. I'm with you that to me, it's less of a Fields question and more of like, what does Tanner Engstrand do to construct this offense and make the usage of Garrett Wilson feel much more dynamic than it was last year, which it was pretty much at the bottom of the league in terms of dynamism.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.